Okay, so Shabbos Tshuva Tavshinayim Gimel. The Rambam brings, the Rambam quotes the Nusach HaVidui in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Aleph, Alocha. He quotes it in Perek Aleph, Alocha Aleph. And he says like this, Kitz and Mizvah, the Oimer An Hashem Chatat, Yaviti Pashat Elefanecha, Vasiti Kach Vekach. So he says the Rambam brings down the Seder HaVidui. First, the Yizmakir Dechet, Chatati, Viti, Pashati, Vesit, Kach, Vekach. And then he brings down Charota, Nichamti, Uboishti, Bemaisai. And then he brings down Kabbalah. So you see that the Seder is Charota and then Kabbalah. That's in Perek Aleph, Aloch Aleph. However, the Rambam quotes in Perek Beis, Aloch Beis, the Seder HaTshuva, how does Tshuva done? The Rambam says, "Mai HaTshuva? Chshiyazav achoit echeto v'yasirenu mimiachshavto v'yigmu b'libo shel yasevoit." First, Kabbalah. He says, "Migoyim b'libo shel lasevoit." Shenemar, "Yazav rosh adarko v'yish avad machshav yisov." So the first is Aziva Sachet, which means Kabbalah l'habo. V'chen yisnechem al shovar, and then yes, with charota. So it's mamish the opposite. First Kabbalah and then charota. Shenemar, "Ki achri shuvi nichamti v'achri yivodi ki safati al erech." So the question is Mamash Astira. In the Seder HaVidui, which the Rambam says that the Vidui is spelling out what he did. He's spelling out the Seder HaTshuva. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Aloch Beis, V'tzorkel izvados bisvosov, V'lomar inyones elu shegomar beliboy. Meaning the idea of the Vidui is to spell out the Seder HaTshuva. However, the Seder HaVidui Kabbalah comes at the end, and the Seder HaTshuva Kabbalah comes before Charota. So that's Astira in itself. And then, if you continue, the Rambam says that you do charota, and then v'yoyd alav yodea talumu shel yashuv lezeh chet loylam. And after charota, he brings down that yoyd alav yodea talumu shel yachzor kisla oyd shel yashuv lezeh chet loylam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should come and be made on him that he will not do the chet again. And that is said after charota. Shenemar velo nemar od Eloheinu lemasi yadeinu shel bechayiru chamosim. So the kasha is, first of all, the Rambam says, the stira, what Kabbalah first. And not only that, the Rambam says, V'yayid aliyav detalumu is the Kudosh Baruch Hu, who knows machshavas, will be made to a person that you not do the chet again. Look at that's a din in Kabbalah. But the Rambam says this, the yoyid alav detalumu is after charota. It should have been after Kabbalah, not after charota. It's a din in Kabbalah, V'yayid aliyav detalumu is. So the question is the stira, and number two, why Yodea Talumis comes after Charota? Okay? That's question number one. Question number two is V'yayid Yodea Lav Talumis, meaning the Rambam says at the end of Tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go ahead and bring, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be made on him that he will not go and do the chet again. So the posh pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the Eidus. So asks the Lechem Mishnah already, one second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never give such edus. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only knows the future and he has the Bechira. So what does that mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give edus? Such edus is impossible. And it says the Kesi Mishnah even more, how do you step on the Pasuk? The number is on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'lo ne'mar oid elokeinu l'masei yadeinu. V'lo ne'mar oid is us. How do you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give edus on him? So says the Kesev Mishnah, V'imtoyim ha-maraya mevi mivilo ne'mar od Eloheinu, v'yesh lo'imar d'achi komar. Ikach l'ed l'Hashem Yisbor, yoyid alav yedi atalumu, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be made. You should make HaKadosh Baruch Hu into an ed. Yoyid is not midloshon to give edus, but to make him into an ed. So yoyid alav yedi atalumu means you should make, the end of Tshuva is that you should make HaKadosh Baruch Hu into an ed. Shelo Yoshev Lachtoboit, Shenemar Velo Nemar Oid. Keloim Hashem, Itchilas HaPosuk, because that's derived from the Posuk, because the Posuk says, Kchu Imochim Dvorim V'Shuv El Hashem. You should take words in Tshuva to Hashem. What are the words? V'amato Imru, Lo Nemar Eloim Asiadeinu, Shia V'Edezor, Harei Pashe Nikro Shelo Kiel Hashem Yizborach Ledalav. So that's why you should tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to be an aid. So the idea is that the idea of Tshuva, that after Charota, there is an idea that you have to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu an ed. What din is this, that you have to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu an ed? And one second, why is that after Charota? If you want to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu an ed, you should take this as the end of Kabbalah. And what is there a din that you have to make? And this we learn from a pasuk. So the idea of the Talmud is not that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be able to give. You have to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu into an ed. So it's a din that that's what the pasuk says. Kru imochem dvorim. What does that mean that you have to take a Kadosh Baruch Hu as an ed? So that's the second question. And now the third question is the midas. We know the Yud Gimel midas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. One of the midas is ve'emes. Hashem, Hashem, keil, rachum, v'chanu, nerech, hapayim, v'rav chesed, ve'emes. So you see, the emes is one of the midas. And the problem is, emes, why is midas arachamim? We know that emes is midas adin. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that emes, the Gemara asks this here. First it says rav chesed, and then it says ve'emes. Rav chesed means the Kodesh Boch who gives chesed, and ve'emes means the Kodesh Boch is din. So something more in the beginning is emes. When a person is not able to stand, then it's chesed. So you see beferush that emes is midas adin. And the question is also on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says that a person should not daven bichidus, musaf, in the first 4 hours of the day. And the Gemara says, why? In the first third of the day should not daven, because a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a shas din, and maybe there will be me'ayin in his din. For the Gemara, why is it shas din? The first part of the day, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is learning Torah. So the Gemara says, Torah that says, that's called Emes, Emes Knevel Timkor, that is like Midas Adin, and even more than Midas Adin, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is not Nichnas Lifnim Midas Adin, because Emes is truth. So second, if Midas Adin is Emes, how can you call that you given Midas Arachamim? And also, when you compare the Midas, the Yud Gimel Midas of Hashem Hashem, and you correlate to the Midas of Mikel Kamoich HaNoisi Over Vero Pesha, the midah which corresponds to midas emes is the pasuk that says Yoshev Yerachameinu. And Yoshev Yerachameinu is interesting because it's a transitional point. Because before Yoshev Yerachameinu is in the present, Mikel Kamoicha Nisei Ovin Voiver Al Pesha Lishelis Nachlosoi. And then the tense changes from the present to the future. Yoshev Yerachameinu Ichbosh Avon Niseinu. So the transitional point is midas emes. Why is it Emes, Midas Arachamim, and why is it a transitional point from a title, from a adjective of a Kodesh Baruch Hu into some kind of a Bakosha? Why the change from an adjective to an Bakosha is Dafka Midas Emes? So to explain all of this, we have to understand what Midas Emes is, and the fact of what the Gro says. The Gro brings down, is quoted in the Siddur, B'Shem HaGro, the Ibn Shefer brings also quoted, that the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim are connected the Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Bohem. And the question is, what's the kesher between Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Bohem to Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim? But the understanding is the following. What is Midas Rachamim? Midas Rachamim, Yud Gimel Midas, is something called Midas HaKesher. That is, the kesher is the rotzin, the original rotzin of Bria Soilam. Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim are called the Yud Gimel Midas of the Keser. That's the Goin quotes it in the Siddur, and the Tzodek quotes it many times. And the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rotzin and the original intent of the world is purely Chesed. Like the Pasuk says, Oilam Chesed Ibone. And that, the concept is that the Chesed is the main objective and the main plan of the world. In order to bring the chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, b'tchila olad b'day to live for midas adin. He created the world b'din in order to bring the chesed. But the plan is chesed. The world in realization, in order to obtain the chesed, it came about through midas adin. But the goal and the plan, and the master original plan, is midas chesed. Now that the world, in order to bring the chesed, was created midas adin, it's very possible that if you have a person has midas adin and a person is not zoich chas v'sholom, so he'll lose it. So in other words, it's possible that midas adin, a person is not going to be able to get a chesed. Midas HaKesher tells you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that the chesed gets done. That midas hadin would never be able to overcome the midas HaChesed. Midas HaChesed is always primary, and Midas HaDin is always subjugated, is always bound, is always dictated by Midas HaChesed. And that Midah that tells you that that Midas HaChesed of Keser controls Midas HaDin is something called Midas HaEmes. Emes is that Kodesh Baruch Hu has a plan, and the plan is very straight. Emes means that there is a... Emes is called Midas HaDin. Why? Because it tells you that there is a plan that you can't deviate. There's no deviation. Emes is Aleph, Mem, and Tov. Rashi Daf Kvudal Ben Shabbos says that Emes is Merchak and Mile, the Gemara says. The Oisis, its letters, are separated. Rashi says the separation is because Aleph is at the beginning of the Aleph base, Mem is in the middle of the Aleph base, Tov is at the end of the Aleph base, which means that Emes is the concept of process, that from the beginning to the middle to the end, it doesn't deviate. Emes tells me that in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan will be as it is, no matter what. So Midas HaDin can never trump over Midas HaChesed. Midas HaChesed always trumps Midas HaDin. That Midah of Keser that trumps anything else is Midas Emes Sheboy. So Emes is something very interesting, that in Midas HaDin, it means Midas HaDin. In the world of Midas HaDin, it means Midas HaDin. The world in here, Emes, means that there's no deviation, there's no latitude, which means there's no Lifni Mishras HaDin. But if you take this Midas HaDin, not Klapi de Mekablim, Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Midas HaEmes in the Keser tells you that the Keser objective of Chesed also doesn't deviate. And the Chesed is immutable. Chesed with Emes. The Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah explains that we end the Bruch of Rosh Hashanah, Dvorcha Malkeinu Emes VeKayim Lad. What does Emes and Kayim Lad mean? So he says, because the Kayim Lad is that there was a situation that Kodesh Baruch told Adam Rishon, B'yom HaChol Chamim Enotnu Istamus. The day you eat, you die. And he ate it. So the bottom line is, would be that you would have to die. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, that's a pshat, so it couldn't be. So it has to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found an Eitzah. That doesn't mean dying on the same day. It means Yom HaShal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that will stay forever. Which means that since he's Emes, Adam has to be Kayim Lad. There is no Hefsek. In other words, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, therefore it has to be Kayim Lad. So in other words, it can't be just temporary and then Adam goes away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that Adam stays. That Midas HaDin can never preclude the Kayim Lad, because Kayim Lad is Emes. So the concept of Emes requires the Kayim Lad. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, therefore is Kayim Lad. So Emes, we ask, how is Emes Midas HaRachamim? Emes is Midas HaRachamim because Legabi de Mekablim, Emes means there's no deviation, Midas HaDin purely, there's no Fidmish HaSadin. Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes means that he's Chesed, also there's no deviation, Mitzad HaNoisen. So therefore, the Midas HaEmes is what takes the Keser, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, and make sure that plan is implemented. So therefore, the Shem HaToyer, the adjectives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you say that he's Rachum, Chanun, Erech HaPayim, Rav Chesed, will make sure that that actually happens. What makes sure that that actually happens? That becomes in the future, becomes a verb, is Midas HaEmes. That's why Midas HaEmes changes the Yud Gimel Midas of Micha from an adjective, from a Shem HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a verb. Yoshu v'Yerachameinu, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum, Chanun, Erech HaPayim, Midas HaEmes tells you, if that is the case, this has to happen exactly and can never change. This Midas will have to be the Tachlisam. And that Midah of Midas HaEmes explains already the Ramchal, that that's the shorge of Keser of the Sibus HaMisoyev voice. That a person can make a mistake. A person can do something and can deviate from the right Erech. Now, a person makes the wrong mistake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that he will find a way to get back to the right way. It's like the ultimate GPS. You make the wrong turn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that you make the right turn. So the posture, the idea of Midas HaKeser is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensures that in the end, Chesed gets taken place. So even if Midas HaDin, you make mistakes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you all the chances and will rectify and will give a corrective way to make sure that the Chesed takes place. Because the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. So Midas Emes in Chesed tells you that the Chesed has to be there no matter what. And Midas Adin is subjugated. Midas Adin is controlled by Midas HaChesed. So Midas Adin can never take away from Midas HaChesed. Midas HaChesed controls and trumps Midas Adin because Midas HaChesed, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to be emes. So Mimela, that Mida, the Poshe Pshat you say, the Pshat in the Ramchal, is that Midas HaChesed tells you that the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure and ensures that the person's decisions always will lead to the right way. You might make a wrong turn, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create an alternative way, will create some kind of a corrective measure to bring you to the right turn. That is the simple Pshat. But Midas HaKesed creates Midas HaTshuva. And Midas HaTshuva tells you that not only that if you make a wrong turn, you get a chance to come back again, but even the wrong turn, you have the ability to make it into the right turn. Midas HaEmes tells you that nothing can get away from the plan of getting to the right direction. So it's not that if you make a wrong turn, Midas HaKesed creates the possibility to make a right turn, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas HaEmes gives us the ability to participate in Midas HaEmes and to make sure that the wrong turns is part of the master plan and that the wrong turns also become part of the right turns. The marshal, when you take a GPS and you make the wrong turn, you're driving and you have to make a right turn and it says you have 40 minutes. If you make the left turn, it will not get you stuck. You still go back to the OA, but instead of 40 minutes, it might take now an hour and 40 minutes. Because the idea is you have a corrective measure that says, okay, you made a mistake, now you have something to compensate. The chiddush of Midas HaEmes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that you have the ability to make the right, the wrong turn into the right turn. The Midas HaEmes tells you that the plan has to be, and therefore nothing gets away from the plan. How can the wrong turns turn into right plan turns? That is the koich that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave of tshuva. Now, tshuva, there are two halok, the Scharot and Kabbalah. Shitas HaRambam, you see, that the Chora Kabbalah is the main idea. Charota is a echitinza to allow for Kabbalah. Haraya, the Rambam says, that after Charota, Yoid alav yodea talumu isholeach zol kisloid. What's the pshat? The pshat is the following. What Kabbalah is the idea that you have Kabbalah to do in the future. The thing that you did a mistake, you're going to do it right. But now, how is it that you're going to do it right? Zog the Rambam, charot of the previous chet is what ensures you that you're not going to do it again. So the Kabbalah, everybody's a Kabbalah not to do it. But the Kabbalah to have meaning, how do you make the Kabbalah? Is that the charot on the past avera, if you feel so bad about what you did, that in itself will make sure that you're not going to repeat it again. What Rabbi Yoina says, in Shari Tshuva, why is it so bad for a person to delay Tshuva? Says the Ram, says the Rabbi Yoina, V'yodisboinen berosa misachar min Tshuva ki rabba, he look at how bad it is to delay Tshuva. Because ki lule is mama, because if you didn't delay Tshuva, ki ata shav ish nenach beris le berogze v'dag v'dof v'tugav, so then if you make Tshuva, and you really regret and feel bad for what you have done, if that happens again, that you have such navera, then you never do navera. Why? Because you remember how bad you feel about it. Charota is a echitinza to achieve Kabbalah. And Yosheber says the same thing also. The Rambam charota, what charota does, to regret about the past, that doesn't do anything. The charota of the past becomes a chelik of the Kabbalah. Because by having charota in the past, that ensures that you never do it again. Charota, according to the Rambam, is not an end of itself. Charota is nothing but a chiluk of Kabbalah. And that's why the Rambam says, in Aloha base, the Rambam says Kabbalah is the ultimate. And that's why in the Vidui, Kabbalah is the last one. The Rambam says you have to start with Kabbalah in order to inform the charota. You do the Kabbalah before. You do the Kabbalah before because that will inform and color and put in context why you're doing Charota. You say, I'm doing a Kabbalah, and my Charota is to ensure to be mechazek my Kabbalah. And therefore, the end is Kabbalah. And that's why the video drum says the last thing is Kabbalah. Because Kabbalah is the Gemara, Tshuva is the ultimate of Tshuva. you start with Kabbalah first in the Ilchus Tshuva, in the Seder Tshuva according to the Rambam, because the Kabbalah you start to inform that the reason why you're doing Charota is to be mechazdek this Kabbalah. So according to the Rambam, the Charota, it's only being mechazdek the Kabbalah. In other words, what are you achieving with Charota? You're making the Kabbalah into a Kabbalah. And therefore, you start the Kabbalah before to give you a perspective of why you're doing Charota, but individually, when you say, what did you accomplish Kabbalah, because what Charota does, it validates Kabbalah. And it's interesting, very simple why. Like Rabbi Yonah says, a person is Mekabel. What makes, ensures that you're Mekabel? That if you went through, and you went and you suffered so much, they have to make sure that you never do it again. That's the soil of Bemokum Shebali Tshuva Oimdim Ein Tzadikim Gburim Mechurim Lamed. A tzaddik doesn't do something because he makes a Kabbalah, but there's nothing that ensures his Kabbalah. What ensures his Kabbalah is somebody who went through and now is mischaret. After he's mischaret, he's not shy to do it again because you feel how terrible he went through it. He's a survivor. So he's like somebody, if you tell somebody, okay, you have to wear a seatbelt, and the person knows. But somebody who went through an accident and broke his legs and almost died because he didn't wear a seatbelt, the charota that he has will make sure that he'll never drive without a seatbelt. So charota enhances the Kabbalah. Now what's the mila the charota reiterates the Kabbalah? Because it comes out that now the avera is in itself chilek of avodas Hashem. Comes out that midas ha-emes is that wrong turn. Not only is not a wrong turn, it's a right turn now. Because this is what is helping you to never do the avera again. So the asiyas avera becomes a chelik of the tochnit. Because it prevents you from actually doing it again. It comes out that in itself is a chelik of avodas Hashem. If you look at the Gemara, Sefer HaChassidim says, Rishoyim ha-mlei charotas. Rishoyim are full of charotas. What's a pshat? Rishoyim have lots of regrets. And in life, you can have a lot of regrets. But those regrets are regrets. Regrets alone is Rishoyim. What tzaddikim do is that the charota becomes a chelek of avodas Hashem because that is something that validates your kabbalas. The charotas become how you could be better later. The charotas are chelek of avodas Hashem. Charota turns the averas in themselves in the form of avodas Hashem. And that's what Yayido Yele Avet Alumois. You know what you do? You do the Kabbalah. And you take the charota, and through the charota, you can speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that the avera now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are made me. I am giving you this as avodas Hashem, that you are now my aid. I'm giving you the evidence for you to testify to me. So the pshat is you have to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your Kabbalah by giving him the charota, which means you turn this into avodas Hashem. You bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be made on you. That you never do it again. How is it done that? Through the charota. So that's why the Rambam says, first you do Kabbalah, and you do charota, and through the charota you validate the Kabbalah, and through the charota you bring this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you make him into your aid. So the making HaKadosh Baruch Hu into an aid is through the charota. So it comes out that you are actually giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu ammunition. This is avodas Hashem. So you're making the avoida into, so the reason why yoida la videa talumo is that you keep beyochol are taking the avera and giving this to avoida Hashem. You are giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu ammunition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now able to testify on you that you never do it again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your aid. You bring Kedusha to it by bringing the avera as a form of harota, and that validates the Kabbalah. So what the harota does, it takes the avera and validates the Kabbalah, and by doing the charota, you can bring the avera to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and him to be read. It's the same idea. Kibyochel says the Baal HaTanya in Likutei Torah, and he says that a person has a big merirus and he has the charota. Hashem kuel chedaber. So there. Because by doing that, you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yerotzen Elyon, Shelemala Maila Mibchinas Eishtalshlus. Ali day to beetle of Yerotzen, you bring the Rotzen of a Kudosh Bohu. Vos Mintos, Ali day the Charota, you could bring a Kudosh Bohu to participate in you because now you're validating his Midas HaEmes. You can bring a Kudosh Bohu to your Avera because you're validating Midas HaEmes. Midas HaEmes tell you that the plan of a Kudosh Bohu will stay no matter what the wrong turns. Charota allows the Avera to be part of Midas HaEmes. And that's why Yoida love Yodea Talumois. And a Kudosh Bohu, the Eidus is Eidus HaEmes. Because the Eidus tells you that this Avera now is the Chelik of the HaEmes. And that's what I mentioned in life. We are full of regrets. You can look back and we make so many mistakes and easy to get regrets. But regrets is reshoim lim charotas. To go ahead and to focus on our regrets is reshoim do that. Reshoim are the ones who do that. Regrets in life, there are two concepts. Some people look at back and mistakes that they made in life and they regret and they get stuck with it. And they are misyash. They say, listen, we did all these mistakes, so that's it for fun. That is chas v'sholom, that's reshoim l'charotas. There are a few people who look at their mistakes, they regret, but they're able to get over it, and they continue life, and they forget about their mistakes, and they continue weiter. But that's also not avodas Hashem. The ultimate avodas Hashem is to take our mistakes, and by regretting them, turning them into avodas Hashem, making them as avodas Hashem, to allow Yoid, allow Yodea Talumo, is that you take this as avodas Hashem, you take a Kudosh Bohu as Yoed. Now, how do you do that? It's by making your mistakes and looking and regretting, you will perfect yourself that you never do the mistakes again. You become Mokum Shabali Tshuva Oimdim, Ein Tzadikim Gurim Kherim Lamed. The Davka, because you did an Avera. Through the regret of the Avera, this is what ensures that you never do it again. And that's what ensures that Kudosh Bohu is Yoid Alav Yediyat Aluma. The Avera is the one that brings a Kudosh Bohu to be made that you never do it again. The Avera itself becomes the ammunition and the evidence of a Kudosh Bohu to be made that you never do it again. And it's like the example that I mentioned, that I have a friend who worked for a light fixtures company. And when he... But the owner of the company got older, he decided to sell the company. And this guy wanted to buy the company. So he didn't have any money, so he applied to a bank. For sure, the bank refused. And the bank denied. He applied to 17 banks who denied. The 18th bank actually gave him the acceptance. So you would say, listen, he failed 17 times, but the 18th time, you're successful. So you think that despite the ways that he lost, that he failed for 17 times, the 18th time he actually was able to be successful. But that's a mistake. It's not despite, but because he failed 17 times. Because every time he did, he saw his mistake, he regretted, and that made sure that the first mistake that he didn't repeat in the second time. In the second letter, there was another mistake he rectified. By the 18th letter, it was so perfect that now the bank couldn't refuse it, and that's why they gave him the loan. So the 17 refusals, the 17 failures, the 17 regrets, are not that despite them you're successful, but because of them. So the failure with regret creates success. So the steps of success are regret and failure. If you fail and you regret, and use the regret as a way to enhance Kabbalah, that assures success. Which means that avodas Hashem is failure and regret as part of a Kabbalah, that is avodas Hashem. The way how you turn a failure into a path to success is by having charota and the charota enhancing and allowing and permitting a Kabbalah, then that Kabbalah, which is avodas Hashem, is enhanced and is validated by the Avera. So every failure is a stepping stone to success. Once you take into it charota coupled with Kabbalah, charota enhancing Kabbalah, charota taking Kabbalah into Yoid Alav Yodea Talumois. If you do that, life has no failures. Every failure is a stepping to success, is a stepping stone to success. And that's the Yud Gimel Midas Shator Nidresh. As Yud Gimel Midas Derachmei tells you that in itself, you are going to follow the path. Chesed is such that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that the chesed that he wants is going to be done. the keser tells you that the keser leads everything else. In midas adin, you could make the wrong choices. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that you make the right choices. And keser allows you that the wrong choices become part of the right choices through tshuva. And that's a koyach ha-tshuva. And that's Yugimul Midas Shatur and Dreshes Bayim. The Yugimul Midas are different than anything else. Is that one pasuk alone doesn't do it, a second pasuk validates the first. Gzera Shova, Kalva Choymer, Binyanav, is that something on its own has no koach, because there was something else, that something else makes it validated. This is the Yugimul Midas Rachami, that in itself you might not succeed, but because of something else, that something else makes it to succeed. Failures alone are failures, but failures coupled with successes, they become stepping stones of successes. Kal v'choymer gzera shova is divrei Torah anim b'mokom echad v'ashirim b'mokom acher. And the anim b'mokom acher become ashirim by connecting to the ashirim. That midah that you could connect anim and turn them into ashirim through gzera shova and through kal v'choymer and etc. Turning a neem into a shirim is the midas hakeser. Yud gimel midas derachmis tells you that even if you failed, by taking the failures as path, as stepping stones, as a path of success, divrei Torah anim b'makom echad, but the ashirim b'makom acher, and that ashirus b'makom acher validates the anius somewhere else. B'makom shebali tshuva oimdim ein tzadikim gmurim uchilim lamoid. So Mimela Zog the Rambam, the Ikar Tshuva, and the apex is Kabbalah. That's why you end with Kabbalah. What does Charota achieve? Charota achieved that the Kabbalah is Yoida Lav Yediyat HaLumos. You make sure that Charota takes a Kudush Bochu into your Kabbalah. That's what Charota does. Because Charota takes the Avera into Avodas Hashem. It takes the Kabbalah into a Kudush Bochu. So now the Charota takes a Kudush Bochu into your Kabbalah. It makes the Avera into Avodas Hashem. So we merely could understand also in Parshas Vayelech. The Pasuk says that the Kudush Bochu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know that Klal is all going to avoid the Zorah. V'kama amaze v'zon achre Elohi nechar haaretz v'shuv Hashem b'kirbo v'azavani and v'chor api b'yom ha'u. And it says, v'omar b'yom ha'u, Klal is all who say, alo k'en Elohi ka b'kirbi mitzahun ya roi sa'ele. And then what happens? Anuche astir astir ponai. Asks the Ramban on second day mitzvah. They said, they were chadet charota, al k'en Elohi ka b'kirbi. So the Ramban, that's a charot without Kabbalah. Charot without Kabbalah is reshoim le charotas. If you're just mischarot, that doesn't mean anything. Charot has only value if it becomes part of the Kabbalah. If the divrei Torah nim b'makom echad become a shini b'makom acher, because then the midas ha'emes, which is the midas ha'tshuva, you are applying midas ha'emes in our own anhoga. You are making the path into emes. That whatever you did is part of the emes. And that's why the Yud Gimel Midas Shrachamim and the Yud Gimel Midas Shator and Dreshes Behem Shteitin Goen are keneged Echot Shebishma. They're Gimatri Echot. Why? Because the ability of creating consilience, that even all your mistakes, even something which appeared to be wrong turns, it's all part of Avodas Hashem. It's all part of one Derech. Tshuva does that. Tshuva allows you to take mistakes and turning them into stepping stones to success, like Yud Gimel Midas. It takes a pasuk which is missing, and by borrowing from something that has it, you end up getting it also. Here also, the Avera itself is lacking, but by turning this as a chelek of the Kabbalah Samitzvah, that gets on the Kabbalah Samitzvah, it all becomes Echod. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did allow us the Dmei Tshuva that we should learn from ourselves, to learn and to apply the mindset, that in our lives we have to look at our mistakes. We have to look and find our mistakes and regret about them, but turn the regrets into Kabbalahs. By turning the regrets into Kabbalahs, regrets are not that we are disavowing, that we are crying about spilled milk, but we're taking the crying of spilled milk and make it into a path of success. Failures become a path of success by adding charota to Kabbalah and turning, if a person does that me'ava, turning averos into actually schuyas.